The slow transition of literature from that of the physical codex to the immaterial ebook is a topic that is ever present when discussing the written entertainment industry. Both the pros and cons of either side are numerous, and it is difficult to tell which outweighs the other. Due to that, the argument persists and both forms exist simultaneously. However, as time progresses and technology improves, the ebook will become the dominant literature medium. It is easy to start to argue for the codex. The first thing most people would argue for would be the nostalgia factor. The look, the smell, the feel of a book, of the paper, and the sound of flipping through the pages. These all seem like classic advantages that a codex would have over an ebook. Of course, that is what gives books their sentimental advantage. An ebook is simply data. It is intangible, and is easy to see ebooks as crude copies of vaunted originals. An e-reader tends to be a dark slab of technology, on which these ebooks can be read. Practically featureless, practically emotionless, an e-reader's aesthetics don't even begin to compare with that of a codex. Books come in many different sizes, an e-reader maintains its size. Books come in many different colors, an e-reader maintains its color. Books come in many different textures, an e-reader maintains its texture. Books have a variety of decorative covers, an e-reader maintains its cover. But on the surface, all these advantages are simply what an e-book doesn't have. All of those features don't add to practicality. On the other hand, ebooks and e-readers are all about practicality. They may not be the most decorative thing to read, but they make up for that by swapping in the option of having multiple things to read. Multiple ebooks can be stored into a single e-reader, saving shelf and storage space. Combined with the fact that an e-reader tends to be smaller and slimmer than average books, means it is more reading material in one package. Of course, this also means it's easier to read multiple materials in succession. With books, their varying sizes end up making it difficult to perfectly fit books on a shelf, or even make a shelf look neat. Ebooks avoid this problem by being stored on an e-reader, which also ends up acting as its own bookcase. And due to the fact that this digital bookcase is portable as the e-reader, it negates the need to get another book from a shelf, or even more troublesome, the issue is not having a bookshelf present. Even if all the ebooks stored on the e-reader are finished, new materials are simply a touch away, able to be bought and downloaded. Books, on the other hand, due to their physical nature, must be obtained from a bookstore or otherwise brought from one area to you. It is easy to claim ebooks as unreliable, however. Their digital nature means that they are easily obtained, but also easily lost. Data can vanish in an instant with a wrong click or broken drive, never to be found. This would give the image that ebooks are harbingers of loss. But that digital nature also makes it easy to reprint. As long as there is an original file, can be copied an infinite number of times. With books, an original can be copied, but produce them would take more time and effort than a digital copy. And while data is easy to lose, it is also easy to transport and keep. As long as there is backup data, the ebook can never be fully lost. Overall, the ebook makes many sacrifices for convenience. This sacrifice for convenience only makes sense. After all, the progression of literature has always moved towards convenience. The first books were carved stone and clay tablets. From a long-term perspective, carved tablets are significantly more durable and long-lasting than the printed paper we have today. Looking at it from a short-term perspective, even then, stone was heavy and difficult to write on. Therefore, progress was made. People recorded information and events on clay tablets, pieces of wood, and bone. Softer materials were used to write on to make records. However, the first paper-type material used to write on was papyrus in Egypt. Made by strips of papyrus stock, papyrus was light, fairly durable, and can be rolled into scrolls to be transported. Written on with a charcoal water ink, the papyrus scroll was tedious to make and could only be written on one side. Not only that, but leather became an increasingly common writing surface as papyrus grew scarce. Papyrus was replaced with leather, but in another area, Pergamum, papyrus was replaced with parchment. Parchment overtook papyrus in use, due to how convenient it was to make. As long as there were animals, like sheep or cows, parchment could be made. Parchment also proved to be more durable than papyrus, and writing looked much sharper. Paper, however, truly revolutionized books. It was easier to make, and once a method was devised, easy to mass produce. Unlike previous materials, it was not nearly as durable when weathering time, but it was cheaper to make, and a lot could be made. With parchment, and eventually paper, the codex, bound pages to form what we now recognize as a book, became the preferred style of compiling writing, replacing the scroll. Bound books allow for indexing. A certain page contains certain information, unlike a scroll, where certain information could have been somewhere along the way. Due to their shape, bound books could be stored more easily, and would not roll like a scroll. Even how books were written evolved. From the original carving to the writing liquid used on papyrus, it only became easier to process text. Ink was used to handwrite onto pages and create text for people to read. However, the advent of print truly revolutionized books. With print, mass-produced paper could be used to mass-produce text-covered pages, which allowed for mass-produced books for cheap cost. It should be clear by now that the progression and evolution of books has moved towards convenience. The ability to mass-produce, low cost, portability, these factors were taken and capitalized on to bring us modern-day books. The next step taken is toward e-books. Easily mass-produced as copied data, the minimization of physical material cuts back on required resources, and in turn cuts down on price to make and to buy. The ability to carry numerous texts in a single unit makes it the most portable ever. Without a doubt, materials will progress until the e-book is how the world handles books. Of course, this still wouldn't happen for a long while. The issue here is security. Sending things electronically in the internet world to be distributed is like asking for it to get stolen. Ebooks are easy to produce, and almost just as easy to reproduce. Copies, pirates, and general unpreparedness make digital markets difficult. While it is possible to sell and distribute, there is no guarantee that it won't be redistributed. Until that security can be maximized and enforced, ebooks will have to wait before taking the spotlight. Libraries also impede ebooks. Why pay for a book to read once? If it is available in a library, it would be more economic for the wallet to just borrow it, read it, and return it. Convenience is one thing, but cost is another, and the cheaper option tends to take priority. This also brings up the issue with borrowing ebooks. In order to lend an ebook, you would essentially need to lend your entire library, along with a fairly expensive piece of equipment. The only other method to letting others read a copy of the book would circle back towards piracy. The next stage of literature has already been created, the ebook. The progression of the book through history shows the trend in technology and how books evolve towards convenience. Now we are in an intermediate period of progress, and the ebook is yet to be a fully viable method of distributing literature, but it is only a matter of time.